The Road to Emmaus. That same day, two of them were going to Emmaus, a village 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they talked about what had happened. While they were talking and wondering, Jesus came up and walked with them, but their eyes were held, and they did not recognize him. He asked, "What is this you are talking about?" The two stood still, looking sad. Then one named Cleophas answered, "Why, it seems you are the only traveler in Jerusalem who doesn't know what has happened there these past few days." And he asked, "What is it?" They replied, "It is about Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, you know, mighty in word and deed before God and the people. But the chief priests and our rulers sentenced him to death. They handed him over to be crucified. We had hoped that he would redeem Israel. It is now the third day since all this took place. It is true that some women of our group have disturbed us. When they went to the tomb at dawn, they did not find his body. They came to tell us that they had seen a vision of angels who told them that Jesus was alive. Some friends of our group went to the tomb and found everything just as the women had said, but they did not see him." He said to them, "How dull you are! How slow of understanding! You fail to believe the message of the prophets. Is it not written that the Christ should suffer all this and then enter his glory? Then, starting with Moses and going through the prophets, he explained to them everything in the scriptures concerning himself." As they drew near the village they were heading for, Jesus made as if to go farther. But they prevailed upon him, "Stay with us, for night comes quickly. The day is now almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When they were at table, he took the bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave each a piece. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished out of their sight. And they said to each other, "Were not our hearts filled with ardent yearning when he was talking to us on the road and explaining the scriptures?" They immediately set out and returned to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were greeted by these words, "Yes, it is true. The Lord is risen. He has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the road and how Jesus made himself known when he broke bread with them.